Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Hello again and welcome to Folk Music Worldwide. Most shows on Folk Music Worldwide are a little bit different from the others, but today's is going to be unusual in that there'll be as little talking as possible, mainly music. And music by quite a few artists, all recorded at the same place. Not a recording studio, but in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Because today we're going to be playing selections of folk music recorded by some of the biggest names in folk music at the March on Washington, the Civil Rights March on Washington, August 28th, 1963. Joan Baez came all the way from Spain just for this occasion. She doesn't like to come to the United States and appear more than she has to, but for this one, with no pay, she came and sang All My Troubles, Lord.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. You know your mama was born to die.
Joan Baez singing All My Trials, Lord, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. at the Civil Rights March, August of 1963. While Joan Baez came all the way from Spain, Marian Anderson came, perhaps more appropriately in this case, from the families of the South. I believe her parents were originally slaves. She's probably the greatest name in Negro gospel music today. And she, too, appeared on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial to entertain those hundreds of thousands of marchers who came from all over the United States. She sang, He's Got the Whole World in His Hand.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the big round world In his hands he's got the wide world. In his hands he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain. In his hands he's got the moon and the stars. In his hands he's got the wind and the rain. In his hands he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little bits of baby. In his hands he's got the little bits of baby. In his hands he's got the little bits of baby. In his hands he's got the whole. He's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. Oh, he's got everybody. In his hands, he's got everybody. In his hands, he's got everybody. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Marian Anderson singing He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. You know, the theme song of the integration movement is a song called We Shall Overcome. The day before the March on Washington, the New York Times commented on it, now that the integrationists on the picket line sing We Shall Overcome as their semi-official song, they may prove the truth of the saying, for three with a new song's measure can trample an empire down. Sometimes it is these simple songs, as well as the great national anthems, that move and shake the world. The integrationist song is gentle and meaningful. So said the New York Times. I think we ought to hear that song, We Shall Overcome, as sung by Joan Baez.
We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand. Someday. Oh, deep in my
Joan Baez entertaining the hundreds of thousands who came to the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. on August 28, 1963 for the Civil Rights March on Washington. We'll be back with some more music recorded on that day right after this message. All right, this is Alan Wasser again, back on Folk Music Worldwide with some more songs from the Civil Rights March on Washington. By the way, I'd like to hear from you as to what you think of this program, of this kind of music. Why don't you write in to me, Alan Wasser, or to the program, Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York Worldwide, 4 West 58th Street, New York 19, New York, USA. Now let's get back to the music. You know, of the protest songs that have come out of the civil rights movement, only one has really reached the tops of the popular music charts. It's a song called Blowin' in the Wind, written by Bobby Dylan and sung by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Well, Peter, Paul, and Mary were at the Lincoln Memorial that day, and of course, they sang Blowin' in the Wind.
Pretend that he just doesn't see. The how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky?
Peter, Paul, and Mary singing Blowin' in the Wind. Let me make a comment here. The musical quality of that song, the recording quality, of course, is very bad. You've got a lot of background noise, a lot of wind noise. It's not professional equipment making the recording. It's not a recording studio. But if folk music is going to have a meaning, it's got to be the music of the people, music of people doing things, protest songs like this, just happy songs. Many of them not recorded in professional recording studios with the finest acoustical equipment. Now, you've all heard that song, I'm sure, recorded in a recording studio, but I thought you really ought to hear that song and one other we'll play, even though they're not as good a recording quality as we'd like, musically speaking, because they really have meaning. This is where that song was designed for. Now, one of the reporters down there collared Peter, Paul, and Mary for a short interview, man named David Edwards of the Educational Radio Network, and we were able to get a copy of part of that interview, and I thought you might like to hear some of that conversation.
Could you tell us why you're here at the march here?
We're here, as everybody else is, to personally, as individuals, say that we feel that all human beings are equal, and in this case, we're saying something that we've said in our songs, that the colored man in America is must have today, must have the same rights that we enjoy as white people. And we are saying it both as individuals, and we've been given the opportunity and the honor of saying it as a group, as Peter, Paul, and Mary. It's a great, great honor.
Have you got him?
Mary, why are you here?
I'm here as a citizen of the United States of America to exercise the right and the privilege of speaking out on something that I believe. And that belief is that the peoples of the United States, in order to be a true and strong nation, must mean legally and morally the things that this country stands for.
You have a very popular record at the moment, Blown in the Wind, a song written by Bob Dylan, one of the people who has performed here today. Would you tell us why you decided to record this song?
Because the song speaks of caring, of listening to one another. It is so easy today to not see the things that are happening around you because you're too busy, because you're doing something else. But the responsibility, and it is a responsibility, we do not have freedom as a gift. It's not given to us as a God-given right. It's something that you must take, and you must fight for, and you must preserve this liberty. And that's what the song speaks of listening and watching and being careful not to lose this liberty.
Thank you very much, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Now, the song Peter, Paul, and Mary sang earlier, Blowin' in the Wind, is by Bob Dylan, as I mentioned. Now, Bob Dylan has a very raspy voice. It's not a pretty voice. But then again, maybe many of the best folk singers have not had pretty voices. Let's hear Bob Dylan singing another song with a message, a song about Medgar Evers, the civil rights worker who was killed in Mississippi, fighting for what he believed in.
Bullet from the back of a bush took Medgar Evers' blood. His finger fired the trigger to his name. They had no hit out in the dark. The hand set the spark. Two eyes took the aim behind a man's brain. But he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in their game. The South politician preaches to the poor white man. You got more than the blacks, don't complain. You're better than them, you've been born with white skin, they explain. And the Negro's name is used, it is plain. For the politician's gain, as he rises to fame, and the poor white remains on the caboose of the train. But it ain't him to blame, he's only a pawn in their game. The deputy sheriffs, the soldiers, the governors get paid, and the marshals and cops get the same. But the poor white man's used in the hands of them all like a tool. He's taught in his school from the start by the rule that the laws are with him to protect his white skin, to keep up his hate, so he never thinks straight about the shape that he's in. So it ain't him to blame, he's only a pawn in game. From the poverty shacks, he looks from the cracks to the tracks, and the hoofbeats pound in his brain, and he's taught how to walk in a pack, shoot in the back with his fist in a clinch, to hang and to lynch, to hide neath a hood, to kill with no pain. Like a dog on a chain, he ain't got no name, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. The day Medgar Evers was buried from the bullet that he caught, they're lowering him down as a king. But when the shadowy sun sets on the one that fired the gun, he'll see by his grave on the stone that remains, carved next to his name, his epitaph plain. Only a pawn in their game.
Bobby Dylan singing A Pawn in Their Game, the song about Medgar Evers. You see what I mean about his voice. It really is not beautiful by any stretch of the imagination. But then neither was Leadbelly's, and he is considered to be the greatest of American folk singers. And Bobby Dylan is becoming very popular because the songs he writes and sings have so much meaning to people that the quality of his voice can be easily overlooked. Well, I think we've got only time for one more song. Here's a selection done by Bobby Dylan, Joan Baez, Ned Chandler, and a group of other folk singers. It's to the tune of an old song, Keep Your Eye on the Plow, And it says, keep your eyes on the prize.
I read it in the paper the other day. Things are swinging in the USA. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Let me hear you now. Hold on. Hold on.
Keep your eyes on the prize. And the marchers did, and within a year, the main objective of that march on Washington, the Civil Rights Bill, was the law of the land. There's a lot to be won still for them. There's a lot of progress to be made. But it's another example of the fact that here in the United States, even when things are wrong, as this situation certainly is, it's possible for American citizens to protest and get remedies. These have been songs of the Civil Rights March on Washington, August 28, 1963. This is Alan Wasser. Thank you for listening.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19 USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.
Single boy will talk about jumps on a man like a dog on a bone.
Hey, la, 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 la.
Hand in hand.